Voice for Freedom Park, owned by Joe Redner, is where Occupy Tampa relocated after spending several weeks on a downtown Tampa sidewalk. Since the park is private property, it has hosted rallies and protests. The organizers, including Gil, huddled on the sidewalk, hoping for the rain clouds to blow over.
We wanted to show politics through lived experience as opposed to just going out in the streets and handing out flyers or yelling or marching or any of that, which all have their place and time, but we felt like what would be more fitting for Tampa and the Tampa area is to actually show what our politics are, to show that we want to build community and what the results of a built community would look like, which would be free services offered by people who have various different specialties.
Most of the attendees came by bike. Jim Shirk is chair of the Hillsborough County Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee. When he was finished oiling everyone's chains, he said in order for communities to sustain themselves, they must deal with inequality.
Basically, we have a few decades at the most to correct this problem. And the only way we can correct this problem is by acting together and acting so that everyone is part of the problem and part of the solution, and so that nobody is deprived. We need to consider basic rights to be right to shelter, right to food, right to medical care, and right to education.
Jessica Brenner organized the Tampa Bay May Day gathering.
I wanted this event to happen because I wanted our community to come together and share things and talk to each other and get to know each other and realize like what skills and things we can just give to each other basically. And just are available, that we don't have to like walk around like we don't know anyone and we don't know how to, I don't know. Communities should sustain themselves, should be there for each other, like the people within.
It was initially supposed to be held at Rivercrest Park, but 2 days beforehand, Brenner received a phone call from the police at work.
He was like, so I just wanted to ask if you had a permit for the event. And I was like, oh, well, no, I don't, but I didn't realize that I needed one to have, you know, a bunch of my friends and people from my community come to a public park and have a picnic, basically. And he was like, oh, well, you do need a permit for this event because of the number of people who have RSVP'd on your Facebook page.
She was also told that she would be held legally liable if anything bad were to happen. She and her fellow organizers felt as though they could have been given more notice.
The city of Tampa calls me, and she says that the event has to be canceled and that there's nothing I can do about it. And she said, you know, with the process, which is no different for any person who ever wants to have an event, so it's not special for me or anyone. She was very clear in saying that to me. That is that you apply at least 30 days in advance for a permit, and then you must apply for liability insurance through some kind of Lowry Park thing. And so it could take, you know, 60 days plus.
Having witnessed many large social gatherings and celebrations at the park, Brenner was puzzled.
Okay, so suppose like I wanted to have my quinceañera or something at the park, and I have like a lot of relatives. Do I have to pay for a permit depending on the number of relatives that I have coming?
Without exchanging money, members of Food Not Bombs fed everyone, including many people living on the streets. Streetwater Farm provided seeds and plants. There were also many tables filled with books, from classic poetry to the political histories of several continents. Everyone brought something, and everyone left with something. There was something for everyone. For WMNF News, I'm Ashley Whitney in West Tampa.